In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. It's been 12 days since the election. Today I would like to take this opportunity to share with you that some in our community here are happy and some are hurting. The reason is the loss of the election over their candidate. We don't discuss politics from the pulpit, and yet as close as the three recent presidential elections have been, we know that someone will win or someone will lose, and it's very close. We do the best we can if our candidate lost, and then we try again in 4 years. And yet, this year I'm hearing from several people here and beyond that this year seems a bit differently. I mean, we kind of know that when you lose, you start again and you try better next time. We learned that in grade school, right? But there are people who are afraid. Some LGBTQ people have said to me that they are afraid that the Supreme Court ruling in 2014 allowing gay marriage will be overturned, and they may lose their children that they've adopted. I said it's not very common for a Supreme Court to reverse itself, but they have fear nonetheless. People who might have a spouse or partner from another country who's not a citizen yet, and their partner is a citizen, are afraid that the INS might come and seek them out. I have a priest friend in eastern Tennessee who lives in a community where many workers who do the jobs that many of us may not do, like working in chicken factories and poultry factories, they're afraid of raids by the INS. The fear is very real. Or children of the DACA program, deferred action of childhood arrivals, who may have been in the U.S. for many years, are afraid. These are not people who have been here recently, but have been here for a long time. Now, of course, illegal crossings are against the law, and laws should be upheld. The common denominator of a lot of these other things is fear. And it's fear of the unknown. But in the Bible, over 350 times, Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Be not afraid." Jesus says we don't worship Caesar, we worship God. Render to Caesar what is Caesar's and render to God what is God's. We see in our scripture today that it says in the gospel, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and will be led astray." Now, there are faithful Christians who voted red and blue and green. There are faithful Christians on both sides. You probably heard in the news recently in the last few months or years of something called Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism is not what Jesus says. Christian nationalism says to fight. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Christian nationalism says America first before any other nation. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world." Christian nationalism says mass deportation. Jesus says, "Welcome the stranger." Jesus himself had to flee to Egypt because of a death threat from Herod. There are ways to do what is right, where we don't lump everything and throw the baby out with the bathwater. Christian nationalism says U.S., USA. Jesus says us as a people. Faithful people of all countries, all ilks, faith in Jesus. And so what I tell folks during this time, the people who are hurting, and there's a lot of them, you might be one, you might be one who's celebrating, and it's okay. We have it every 4 years, and we honor our institution of democracy in our republic that's been around for over 200 years, and we, those who are hurting now, there's another 4 years. Those who are hurting in the current administration, January 20th, you'll be feeling better. One of the things that I tell people who are hurting is from Romans 8, 28. All things work for good for those who love God. All things work for good for those who love God. When I was in Miami, Florida 20 years ago, we had a friend who was retiring and at a parish that was a feeder school to our high school, St. Thomas, and they gave her a bracelet that had this passage on her bracelet, all things work for good for those who love God. That was her favorite scripture. So what do we do as Christians with the reality of the secular world that encroaches upon us? We all voted, hopefully. We are a part of that world. And yet Jesus calls us to be in the world, not of the world. So we have this dance back and forth, don't we, from our faith in the secular world, and it's not always easy. But what we are called to do as Christians is to keep the faith, to not put our stock in Caesar of either party, but our stock in God, our stock in Jesus Christ, our stock in the Holy Spirit. We are to trust the Lord with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul. All of us. All things work for good for those who love God. And as we do this hard dance between the secular and the sacred as Christians, we know that there is a way to do it by focusing on the cross, by having our faith supersede our secular nature, to have the Spirit overcome secularism. That every moment of every day we live in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We live in the Spirit of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's right there. It doesn't have to be complicated. So I hope if you're excited or hurting that you will remember that. All things work for good for those who love God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And to keep the faith in our God who loves us forever. Amen.